Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, our series, 26.2, WBUR's coverage of the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings continues. The first bomb exploded near 671 Boylston Street. The second, moments later, went off 600 feet away at 761 Boylston. The first shattered the storefront of Marathon Sports.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. How are you been?
Good. And you?
Tired. Long days, long nights.
For a year, we've been checking in with Shane O'Hara, the manager of Marathon Sports, a running shop that's a bit of a runner's icon, as it's right there at the finish line. For his customers and colleagues, O'Hara, even before the bombing, was part motivator, part coach, and part running buddy for his dedicated Wednesday night running group. For most people, running is a solitary endeavor. But on the Wednesday, 2 weeks after the blasts, the running group swelled close to 300 people, and O'Hara became a leader for those who were there that night and for those who couldn't be.
Please, every step, every mile, you guys remember why you were running. Never forget that, okay? We are able to run where there's others that are not.
O'Hara's running group is now known throughout the city and beyond, and the store has transformed too. It's become something of a magnet and a memorial.
We had three different people from Texas walk through, and just the kindness in them, and then the heartfelt that they had, where they shake your hands and they say, geez, you guys did wonderful things, or just had to come in here to almost like pay their respects.
The first bomb blew through the storefront, just as O'Hara and his workers were in the midst of one of their busiest days of the year. When he spoke with us 3 months later, in August last year, O'Hara was still raw with emotion, recalling how the store, celebrating the marathon just a moment before, was instantly transformed into a triage unit, with O'Hara, dazed but otherwise uninjured, ripping clothing off the racks to bandage those who were hurt.
It looked like you were watching Saving Private Ryan. You know, it was kind of one of those things where, wow, this is a movie scene out here. But it was real life. And I got all this apparel in my hands, and I had to walk over him to then say, you know what, you look hurt, but your arms look attached, your legs look normal. We'll get to you later, kind of thing. And I'm kind of thinking, like, you know, really, I make that decision?
Shane O'Hara is sitting on the floor in the store while we speak. Because of a leg muscle injury, he periodically stretches out during our conversation. When we talk about that day, we lose eye contact as his gaze shifts to the right and he stares out the window toward Boylston Street, as if he's watching it all unfold again.
I think I would still play back the day to see, was there anything different that I could have done? Is there something that you could have, planned better for after the fact again? I think that's what goes through my head.
Today the store has new carpet. New floor tiles replace those blown out in the entrance, and rows upon rows of the latest running shoes are lined up on the display wall. Runners come in to ask advice about shoes, or to stock up on training odds and ends, or sometimes they just hang out. For O'Hara, the store, its memories, and its scars is an integral part of his healing.
It must have been kind of hard to walk into the store and not visualize what it was like to be here on that day.
Completely. The good thing is I come in through the back alley door. But anytime you take a runner outside to watch them run, you definitely know. And you just kind of think again, like, geez, where was I at that particular time? And every day it goes through my head every time you take someone out for that run.
Inside the store, photos of marathon winners and other memorabilia hang on the walls, but they now share space with reminders of that day. A custom Red Sox jersey bearing the numbers 617, the Boston area code, and a Boston Strong banner, fabric that's now part of Boston's fabric, part of our history, and part of this runner's community.
Those are the bonds that you have. Like, you start talking to someone, and all of a sudden that question turns around to say, you were down here that day, weren't you? And I then have said to many, that this, you want this to be a happy place again. And I don't want them to be feared to come into the store or to come down to this area. And I try to make it that this is their store as much as it is mine and the employees of Marathon Sports.
So, Shane O'Hara will run the Boston Marathon this year, not necessarily expecting a personal best time, but for a good time with thousands of fellow runners and for closure.
My one goal is to get back here before the time that it happened, so I can kind of feel like I can recreate the chapter. So that's my goal.
Closure.
Yeah, definitely.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story with help from Joe Spurr. I'm Bob Oakes.